Log Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. Guess what? It's Friday. Thank goodness, huh? Seems like a short week to me, but still, it can still seem very burdensome sometimes. So here we are, finally to Friday. I want to welcome you all, especially, of course, our blog talkers who will be getting on the air to have their reading given to them. Also, our Facebookers who are on the Facebook Psychic Love Doctor Show page, good to have you with us. And you know, if we get a slump in the phone calls, we always turn to you. So Jim will be explaining more about that. I just want to mention now that we're using ordinary playing cards, so we're all on the same page, holding them up for our Facebook viewers. So this distinction means it's not tarot and not other oracle type cards or any of the other systems that are out there. This is personal prophecy. It stands on its own. Excuse me. And over all these many years, I've had quite a bit of success giving readings with just ordinary playing cards. So I also want to mention that when we have callers, I'll need a minute to arrange the full 24 card layout that I use. It's my favorite way. I'm not really too comfortable just peeling off a few cards. Besides, it gives me a good chance to be able to get a look at the landscape of your life. What's going on? You know, what you're confronting or have confronted. And of course, we don't have the time to go into all of that, but it gives me a very strong intuitive link to you. Okay. So with that said, I'm going to turn you all over now to, ta-da, Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome. We want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind all of our folks, be you blog talkers and be you Facebookers, if you're international, tell us and we'll give you an international shout out live as soon as we get a break in the action. Like we are giving an international shout out to Laura from Canada.
Laura.
All right. 646. No, it isn't because that's not Monday. 515-602-9676. 515-602-9676.
I hope I didn't write it down wrong.
You did not.
Okay, good.
That is the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says, hey, you can listen to the show while you wait. You'll hear the show. You hear us talking. You hear nothing. Something went wrong. Call back. That's always forever and ever when you call in. If you get nothing, there are three things that are going to happen. If you call in too early, it's going to tell you. You called in too early. It's going to hang up. You call in 15 minutes or less before the show starts, you get music while you wait. Well, the show's going, you hear us. So, but either way, anything, if you ever get nothing but silence, things have gone haywire. But while you are holding, we will take your call. You will go live. And when you do so, please do the following if you legally and safely can. Please do not use speakerphone. Please do not use a Bluetooth device. We probably think it's archaic to put the phone to your face, but it's better for everybody. Maybe not you so much, but it's going to be better for all of us. I'll tell you why. Going along with that, all background sounds, you got to eliminate every single background sound that you can. Stop the multitasking, running around, doing things, chasing
dogs. Unplug the refrigerator.
Yeah, no, don't. Yeah, obviously not that. Stop, you know, you do what you can. If you're in your home, it'd be great if you could just sit down somewhere, chill in a quiet, comfortable place that has great sophomore session. And that's because your call goes through all, not just the cell phone here, which is one thing. It goes to Blog Talk's website, feeds into our computer, comes out our computer speakers, and every call is different, but there's probably even the best call has a tiny bit of a quality of sound loss. And if it's real bad, we can't really hear your name, questions, a lot of repeating back and forth. So if you do all these things we ask legally and safely, allowed to do so, it'll be a great, great call. So we'll see what happens. And sometimes if you can't, that's what we say, if you can't, you can't. If you lost us, you can only talk on speakerphone while you drive, then we'll just see how it happens. That's all I got to say. We'll give it a shot. We'll work with you. Let's see. Oh, Facebookers, she mentioned it briefly, is that we do try to, we're pretty good about it. Every once in a while something has happened. But we are pretty good about turning to you folks for an audio or video messenger call. Because the ones that typically can't call in are international folks. But occasionally some of our domestic folks just can't get that cell phone thing. We can't do it. So we like to open that door occasionally. But you can only do it when we actually tell you to do it. There's no automatic hold system. And you got to, when we do announce it, you will be audio or video chatting with Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. And you have to be friends with her.
Have to.
Got it. That's Facebook rules. We don't make them rules. All right. You heard that. That was a... That's because Friday ain't no angels Friday. It's all rebel cards here. So when you hear that sound, it's similar to the harp in that your reading with Deborah has concluded. We have to move on to the next poison. And that sound is like a transition. Focus on me because I'm about to give you a single rebel card reading before we put you on hold because I don't hang up on you. You can continue to listen. Put you back on mute hold and give you your rebel card and we'll move on to the next. The next folk. All right, speaking of folk, we're going to go to area code 775, which that area code says Nevada. 775.
I bet it's California. Hello there. Welcome to the show. Would this be...
Oh, thank you. This is Wendy from California. Nice to talk to you. Did you receive the email I sent you the other day, Deborah?
Email.
You know what email is.
Yeah, I don't, I'll be honest. I've been so busy. Today, I didn't even look at email.
Yeah, I don't do that sometimes either. I have two email accounts.
But thank you for reminding me, and I'll be sure to get to it after the show. And what is your email?
Anything you want to tell us, or do you want it to be a surprise?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to tell you over the air.
Okay.
That's
fine with me.
I'll send you another email, and I'll just say hi.
Okay.
Word up on that.
Okay. Well, so how are things going?
Yeah, reel us in. What's going down?
Well, you know what? I think I forget that I'm human. I'm not invincible. And I think I'm just stressed and tired of dealing with it all. And I'm feeling a little bit better. I am just going to let go and let God. I was not reckless in my choice. I did a lot of studying and I have one of the best in the business. I'm going to ask you a different kind of question. I found a refrigerator on Amazon. It's by Magic Chef and I really like it. It's kind of cute. And it is practical that I buy it, an extra one. Will I decide to keep it, or do you think I'm going to send it back to Amazon?
Oh,
nice question. I like it.
Okay. And you probably have what we have. They've arranged for places that you just bring it to.
Yeah, I don't know about a major plant.
Yeah, I don't know.
She ain't bringing no damn refrigerator anywhere.
Well, not herself, that's for sure.
Yeah,
well, it's almost like a dorm refrigerator, a little bit bigger. It's 4.8 cubic feet, and it's just cute looking. I don't think they make them anymore. But if you were to Google 4.8 cubic feet Magic Chef refrigerator, you'd probably see it.
Is it brand new?
It's from Amazon.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I just don't know if am I going to keep it or am I going to ship it back? Because I can ship it back at no cost.
Sure. Absolutely. You know, your previous refrigerator was a Magic Chef.
It was?
That one. Well, yeah, it said Magic Chef on it.
I don't remember.
I think they're part of another name brand that has absorbed them over the years. But yeah, yours
Whirlpool.
Was Whirlpool. Yeah, she's right. I think she's right. It was where I think Whirlpool put that line of Magic Chef out. And there was nothing wrong with it. She just wanted an upgrade. Your Magic Chef was not dead, remember?
Yeah, no, remember.
And it was old.
It was not.
Wow.
It was old.
Relatively yeah. old, yeah.
Remember, Wendy, you are and always will be the master of your own destiny. So, uh-huh. In a sense, regardless of what the cards say, you could change your mind once it's there.
Okay.
And
well,
once
of course.
You, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Real quick, international shout out to Virgil in the UK.
Virgil!
And interesting, yeah, you know, you see those things are very common in hotels.
A little?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think hers is bigger than that, obviously. It sounds like it was a little bigger.
I don't know. This is weird.
Interesting.
It shows a card that says it may not be what you expect or what you're thinking, but it looks like you may decide to keep it.
Okay.
Get used to it.
So at first you might be like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And then you might be like, you know, after you look at it and play with it, you might be like, you know, this is probably going to suit my needs just fine.
Well, and it reminds me of what happened to me recently. I wanted to downsize. Because I have such a big family, we've had this monster dining room table that had to go. And on Amazon, I found it was just adorable. A table that has a leaf in it. I don't know why they call it a leaf, but it's where you can expand the table out.
Right, yeah.
I measured the space. I was fully convinced I'm going to love this. When it arrives, and Jim put it together.
First of all, I was never involved in any measurement taking or anything. I was told after the fact that she had bought it after it was already a done deal.
I know how to use a tape measure.
But maybe you shouldn't use tape measures at 1:30 a.m. is what I'm wondering.
Maybe. Oh, no, it was in the afternoon. Oh, anyways, right. Wendy, what happened is when we put it together and I stood there and looked at it, I was like, this is a lot smaller.
It's 4 million times smaller than the table that it
is.
But anyways.
Since it's been around here for a few weeks, it's grown on me.
Yeah, you know, you can.
And I like it.
As long as it's not a lemon, you know.
No, and it was very nicely made, and it was, you know, sometimes that furniture can run into thousands. And I really sort of like that cute little thing now. So that is what I think may happen.
So you're giving a parallel where she may at first, like, oh, that's really not what I envisioned, right?
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
The apartment has a big refrigerator, but I wanted a private one for my bedroom.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice,
yeah.
So you can get something without having to.
I hope it won't damage the carpet. It has a freezer at the top and then a refrigerator at the bottom. I'll watch it carefully. But it would be nice to have my own refrigerator to put stuff in. So it'll be difficult for me because I don't know how I'm going to get in the bedroom. It's about 60 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It's so cute. It's been discontinued, and I really like it. I like it because it says Magic Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, that's another thing you might want to check with on Amazon is when I ordered the table, it said on there, I think it was on the delivery slip or the, you know, where they notify you. It said, if you need assistance to bring it in and place it where you want it to be, it was like $10 more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to get their
money. That would be worth $10.
Yeah, go on there and research that. If you just ordered it, and it's probably not too late to add that to your order, so I would look into that.
Now, do you want the really big news?
Well, here you go.
Wendy, I got some really big news for you. Sure to Come True, which all of you know, I just love that designation in the layout. I am seeing conclusion of your case. And the next two cards are notification of money coming. Yay.
Wow, that's a lot.
Well, that's a relative term. I mean, quantities are, you know, not really a thing here.
Yeah. So I just thought, well, that'll be a nice little ender for your week, knowing that, yes, it's then when it falls in this area of the reading.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember a single time when something hasn't actually occurred that was there. Okay. So.
Yeah, I've been through enough. I've given it my best shot, and that would be a relief. I need to move on with my life. And my attorney said, you know, give it a month. But you know what? He put them in a corner. So he even sent pictures of my hand when I had surgery, and you would not want to see these pictures. So I think that I hope prove me.
Well, I think you better hold on to that thought with a lot of positivity, because if these were my cards, I would know. I would know that I know that I know that that is coming to me. So, Jim, what have you got?
I'll tell you what I got there.
Yeah!
I have a rebel card, and it says, you've got a feeling you just can't shake. That little voice inside you, listen to it.
Yeah, listen to that shiz.
Yep.
Yeah,
so
the shizzle.
Might be just about what you said at the very end.
And look for my email. I'll put a rose in the email, and I'll say from Wendy, okay?
Okay.
Roger that.
Sounds good to me.
Over and out.
All right. And remind me of your, I mean, I can search for it in your website, but what's your email again?
And other people, if you want to contact me, certainly can. My email is Deborah, and it's the long way, Deborah, with the at symbol, and then it's psychiclovedoctor.com.
Okay,
so,
perfect. I'll send you an email, I promise.
Actually, it is Deborah. But
just say if you phoneticize it, if you say
Deborah
at psychiclovedoctor.com.
That's what my name, my given name was, but nobody ever said it right. You know?
Nobody doesn't. I see that name all the time. Nobody says that. Ever.
Yeah, my father
ever.
Wanted me named Candy, and my mother said, oh, no, that's a stripper name, and we don't need a stripper in this family.
Or a porn star or a hooker. You know, just something like that. You know? You know what? All three of those are money-making professions.
Which are?
You said stripper, and I said or a hooker or a porn star. They all make money.
They do, but
you don't see any homeless chicks named Candy, do you?
Kind of a dubious.
Do you?
Imagine, though, look at, what's her name? Oh, God, the chick that was very popular.
There's a million of them.
She did a lot of movies with Ginger Lynn, who back in the day was
hot. There was Linda Lovelace, which was the deep throat chick.
No.
There was Christy Canyon. There was, Ginger Lynn.
Yeah.
There was the little 16-year-old chick that got in trouble because she wasn't supposed to be 16.
But then there's, that was something Lords.
Tracy Lords.
What happens when your children become teenagers?
If they have children.
Oh, yeah. Ginger
Yeah, Virgil, Pamela Anderson never did official porn. It was fun. It was home porn.
Oh,
it was home porn.
No, she did it with Tommy Lee.
It was home porn, Deb. It wasn't from a porn production.
But it got put on the internet, and it was sold.
On the internet. There's 150,000 of those.
It.
So what? She's not the only one.
And that man, if
I had a dime for all the famous people that have made those little home things on the internet, I would have a lot of money.
She also did it with that Poison front man. What was his name?
We just went off track.
Yeah, but
She was never a porn star.
No.
She was never a hooker, and she was never a stripper. Well, I don't know if she was ever a stripper. She could have been before in her really early career. That I don't know.
And we don't know if she was ever a call girl.
Oh, that would have come out. The people that are famous, like the paparazzi type people, they dig that shit up. So even in the stripper part, we would have heard about that probably, too.
And what was the name of the woman that owned the brothel? She ended up being imprisoned for tax evasion.
You want to go back to the 90s.
What the hell was her name?
Whatever, but anyway.
But the thing is about her, oh my God, I don't think I've ever seen such a homely woman.
She was run. She ran it. She was a businesswoman.
Oh, she made, and Charlie Sheen was one of her best
she was a
customers.
Hey, she's a businesswoman. She doesn't have to look like the people that work for her.
Well, you would think.
She don't have to do that. Nope, she was business, all business.
Well, yeah.
Let's move on. Let's keep on, keep on. And going to area code 630, which is 630. The 630 is an Illinois area code.
Or
we know better, don't we?
She's in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Hello there, darling.
Cheeseheadland.
Hello.
Hi. I thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I'm not calling for a reading. I'm calling just to give you two quick confirmations.
Confirmation.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so you told me that this lady Melinda, who was harassing me on YouTube, was going to get a cease and desist, and she did. She had to, they took down three of those videos that was whatever she was thinking, and then my dog. He needed an antibiotic. Yes, he's got a skin irritation, but it wasn't like anything that couldn't be taken care of. So I just wanted to call and say thank you for
everything.
I mean, you're accurate a lot, but that was just recent. I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Well, and I loved the little video you sent me of Cupid telling me how he had survived his ordeal today.
He's a survivor.
Yes. Very cute. All right.
I mean,
all right. Well, I'm sure you don't want me to
thank you very much. I just appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Well, I will put you back on hold, and you can either listen on this, watch Facebook, or do both.
No, she doesn't want a reading.
That would give you a headache, I think, if you tried to do both. But, yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Larga.
Well, thanks so much for that, and we appreciate
it. Yes, and we're happy. We're happy that you're the four-legged baby doll is good to go, daddy-o.
I do like to get the feedback. You know, the cards never lie, but I'm the human being that translates it. So sometimes,
Yeah, it is time.
Well, let's do that one more so everybody's caught up.
I'm about to quit this job here pretty soon.
You can never quit.
Oh, I can walk right the hell out this door. No, I've done it before. I can do it again.
Never.
I don't like that, Deb.
There is no door. Yeah, but Jim. We're going to get to the Arizona correspondent. But we may as well. We have a short list tonight.
Love it. Are you living Fantasy Island land? Where you think that nobody else is going to call between in the next 30 to 45 minutes? Nobody.
Well,
right?
That's a judgment call on my part.
It's not even a judgment
whether
call
they
on your
get
part.
On the show or not. Depends.
Well, hear that, folks? Doesn't matter when you call in. Hitler here can take other callers ahead of you.
Mussolini.
Hitler, Mussolini. So, yeah, calling in early is great, but Deb could say, go away, fly.
I could say, let them all eat cake.
Right, well, you know what?
Eat cake.
Okay, remember, it ain't me, folks. It isn't me. I'm not the asshole here, all right? We're going to go to area code 708, Illinois. 708, Illinois. Go ahead.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. And
hello.
We're happy with us. And your name, please?
Patricia.
Patricia. We've spoken with you, I believe, quite a bit.
Yeah, I think it was a while back, though.
Sounds like it's been many moons.
Well, tell us how you're doing and what's on your mind.
I mean, I am in a temporary apartment, and I need to leave.
That's right.
I was wondering if you could see if I'm going to get an apartment here where I'm living at, like in my, where I sold my house, or I'm going to be moving in with someone.
You sound really despondent about it. It's not been an easy road, has it? And I can kind of hear it.
No, because I regretted selling my house, so I'm kind of in the mix of the way the world is today, and
what's going on with the apartment community? I mean, out here they're having a lot of trouble also.
It is not. Everything has been bought up by banks and corporations. So it's not like you're calling and getting a landlord or talking to somebody personal. It's very impersonal. And it's management.
It's red tape all over the place. So what are you hoping for? Is it just a better apartment, or are you looking to buy another house?
Not this year, no. I just want to rent for a year so I can figure out, you know, what I want to do.
Wants to get out of where she is now, go rent somewhere else. It's going to be a much more pleasant situation, and then plan from there.
I actually saw something online that really would be a great fit for me in the area that I lived. But again, it's a lot of the red tape, so I don't know.
Are you involved with any of the renter agencies?
No.
Okay.
There's a lot of online apps.
We have a lot out here because we have a lot of people that transfer into the area for the military, and their service is free, but it can give you a chance to maybe get a better handle on what's available. So I'm going to look right now for you. Let's see what we get.
Yeah. So
There
are apps. You know, there's apps for everything. There are apartment
apps. Yeah, apartment apps.
There's a couple different ones, I believe, out there. Yeah.
I've been in all of them.
Okay, so she's already
left.
She's doing her due diligence. All right.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Ms. Bevan?
Mm-hmm.
It's bleak.
Yeah.
It really is bleak. And I feel like it's hard for you to have the hopefulness and the, you know, kind of feeling enthused when you're facing like emptiness, like a vast wasteland. So, right at this moment. I'm going to tell you, though, it is going to change. You're in Illinois, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, people generally do not like to move during the winter. You know, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's not enjoyable.
And there was just one of our first caller, she had a blizzard yesterday. So she's...
The one before you was a second caller.
That's right. So I think that, you're going to need to keep looking. You know, keep your war face on because you're going to accomplish this. But I think it's going to take a few more, I don't even want to say the M word, months for the weather to warm up and there's going to be more vacancies. You know, remember, even evictions are still delayed from the pandemic and the, you know, all of that, where landlords they got screwed.
They put a lot of places put a freaking hold on all that, and then all of a sudden, okay, now you can all do it again. But all those other ones are backed up or are first now. They already had papers filed and they were waiting.
People that own property have lost some of their property.
Yeah, they didn't care about that.
Mm-mm. So we got all these fine, what do we call them? Public servants.
I mean, I understand what their goal was.
Yeah.
I said, no, you cannot evict people during COVID. Did you bother maybe trying to help these people out that need that rent money to pay for that property that they're renting out? They didn't give us two squats about that.
No, they didn't. And that was really frustrating.
They just assume everybody that is renting to people is a super Donald Trump rich, so they can afford not to get money.
And when people found out there was a moratorium on evictions, you know what they did, right? None of them paid anything.
Oh, they said, this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is great. Even though they had jobs, they said, more beer money.
I'll tell you what, Patricia, just when you think you're dangling from your last nerve, because I see it right here under, sure to come through, all of a sudden it's like the dam's going to break. So I'm not quite sure what your lesson, like spiritual lesson, is in all of this, but I'm finding that everything, and others will say this too, everything happens for a reason. It's just figuring out what that reason is. And you know, your dream place for an apartment just isn't available right now.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if you were desperate and grabbed up something else, it wouldn't be good and you'd feel bad again.
Yeah, and then have to go through the
process. Yeah!
All right. You're,
hang in there. It's going to change.
Your rebel card reading says you need a good effing cry.
Oh.
Get the ugly cry on. Let that shit go. Your soul will thank you. So it's a release.
Yeah.
If you're pent up and frustrated, just let it rip. Whatever you, if it's a cry, could be symbolic. Maybe your thing isn't to cry.
And it isn't about sorrow. It's anger. When I get really angry, I cry.
It's a release of pent up stuff. You got to release it somehow. Frustration and sorrow and anger and all that. Got to get released, or you might blow up and do some road rage and kill somebody or something. Or you find another way to release it that's not good.
Yeah, well, we've got enough crazies.
We don't need any criminal
now.
Releasing
yeah.
going on here.
So good luck.
Yeah, good luck to you,
Patricia.
Definitely keep on calling.
Thank you.
And I really think you're going to have something right in front of you. It's just going to take some time.
Truth.
That was
okay.
All right, hon. Thank you so much.
What did you just say, Deb?
I said that list really bloomed.
That list really blew him. He said, oh, well, the list is small. Let's just go ahead and do this. And I was like, it's going to keep blowing up.
I think we should give them what they're waiting for.
Well, I thought that already, but, you know. Pretty soon, I won't be here. She's going to have a monkey or something here that doesn't think. Because she doesn't want anybody to think.
Artificial intelligence.
You don't know. You don't want it. No, that's thinking. You don't want thinking. You want a slave is what you want. Right.
He fakes all of this disgruntled.
Yeah, you know me. I'm such a great actor. 520, welcome.
And here she is.
Again.
The woman of the hour.
Hey, you guys. Hey, you guys.
How are you doing?
Angels.
No angels today.
I know. I'm hearing a little bit of what I'm dealing with next door. I wonder if it's the planets.
Really? Oh, really? Yeah, really. I got it. I'm a little slow on the uptake, but I got it.
I missed it all, so I don't feel bad.
So tell us, any new developments?
Well, you know, I don't know what's going on. You know, Deb, recent reading, one of the more recent, I don't know how many readings ago, maybe two, maybe one, he said it's going to be a bumpy ride, and I'm living it, and I know today that he called me late last night. You know, we have not talked on the phone for a while. We don't do our talking 2-3 hours anymore because one thing is I don't call him because I don't know what mood he's in, and I told him that. I said, I'm not going to call you because of that, what I just said. And he said, you can call me anytime. I hang out the white flag to see if everything's okay because he has his moods. And so he called me last night at about 9:30, which I thought was weird. I had fallen asleep. And he said, my phone was on airplane mode, and I was just checking my calls, which I never get a call from him. And I said, nope, didn't call you. But he was really sweet, and I was sugary sweet. And then I sent him a text today because our friend brought vegetables, and I always let him pick his, you know, we split the veggies. And, you know, I see him walking around. He didn't respond to my text. I know yesterday he told me the neighbor down the street had invited him over for dinner. And I had told him, and then he told me some other stuff, and he said, you're going to spank me. And I said, oh, I would love to do that. And he said, when we were on our walk, he said he had done something that he shouldn't have done, that he repeated doing. He shares information not good to share. And I did. I climbed all over his frame, and I said, that's not, you know, it's not a good thing to do, and it can... You're new to the area, and it's just not good to talk about personal stuff, you know, in that way, you know, like money stuff and stuff like that. Anyway, so I don't know if he went to his friend's dinner, and who knows? Who the fuck cares?
Who the fuck?
Well, you sound stressed, too.
You don't sound very happy.
You don't sound like your normal self.
Happy, happy, joy,
and I
joy.
Noticed that when people call up and they go, you know, they're like sighing a lot.
Yep.
Well, and I cut short my project today because I don't know what's going on. I was really worn out. I could hear my neighbor, you know, the neighbor, talking to someone on the porch. I don't know if it was his friend down the street that invited him out. I have no idea, over to his place for dinner. And I just, this morning I woke up, I had a really strange dream, and it was about him. And I just think, you know, I have my own doubts about this situation. You know, I just think, man, you just need to get on with your life, lady.
Well, that's probably your own inner intuition speaking to you.
It's like those stupid movies where they have, like, the satanic version of you on one shoulder and then the angelic version of the other shoulder, and they're whispering things in your ear, confusing you. You should do this. You should do this. You should do this. You should do this. You know, and you have all these inner voices that are trying to say different things, and you're like, well, what the hell? I got to pick one. What do
it's
you do?
It's just not steady. You know, he's just not steady. And I cut short my project. I was due to work 4 hours, and I told the lady, I just feel so worn out. I feel really awful. And I got up at 6 a.m. to go work out, and I did that. But I just, anywho, that's where I'm at. Do the cards say anything?
Yeah, I laid them out. And these are your cards.
Your cards? Really?
And I'm telling you, they're laying the same way. And, you know, the odds of that are astronomical.
Well, the same way as yesterday?
Yeah, if you really think about it, for the same trio of cards to come up.
That is actually, I wouldn't even want to calculate those odds, but they're pretty ridiculous. They're like lottery odds. If that's the case.
There, and the cards are starting to speak a little bit more about the situation. And I think it could be because you're having these moments of space between you. Yeah.
Don't.
I'm not going to. But he is still very attracted to you. He enjoys doing the work with you that the two of you do. I'm not sure he's got an unlimited supply of money, but it seems like he has security that way in terms of, you know, financial stability.
Sure.
What he doesn't have for stability is there's a thread running through the cards now that is saying he tends to be very inconsistent. It reminds me, but I don't think this is the issue.
Oh.
It reminds me of people that are sufferers of, like, ADD, where they're – and, Jim, I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say, Deb?
It's like they're focused on this one thing, but, wow, look what's over here. I'm going to go in that direction and just hope everybody goes on the road trip with me.
I've never met anybody like that in my entire life.
I do all the time.
That's why I was joking.
Oh.
I was joking. Yeah. That's Deb, boy. She's like, I got to do something over here now. And it's like the whole world has to stop because now I got to do that one thing. And then it's like, maybe I don't. Let's go over here and
well,
100 miles an hour or that.
Years ago, I took the medication for, ADD, but it was screwing with my blood pressure, so I had to give that up.
Yeah,
so I have to discipline myself. Like if I'm doing research on a subject, very often I see myself veering, look, like they said on that mom show, it's a squirrel on a, what was it, a...
It looks like a squirrel. Looks like a squirrel wearing pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Deb, you think he gets distracted by other people?
Well, I was wondering how you felt about, is this a boyfriend material that you went to have dinner with, or don't you know anything about that?
I'm sorry. Oh, that. I did ask him. We were at the park. We were talking, and he told me some stuff about that. And I said, well, are you attracted to him? And he said, No. And then he said, you know, he was just helping him out. Basically, the guy needed a ride somewhere, whatever, you know. And so the guy, in turn, offered dinner. And and then I pointed out as we were walking, I said, look, he's hanging out at the bar. He's an alky. And I said, do you,
well,
you know.
That's high-functioning alkies.
Well, the guy has a reputation, so I just, you know, I just pointed that out to him, and I just said, that's going to be your choice, and I don't want to hear anymore, because he brings this up to me. He'll say, well, I did this, and I did that, and then I lay into him. I said, I don't want you talking to me about this anymore, because you're just doing it over and over again, and you're not stopping it. And I said, you need to talk to your homeboys about this from your original state, those 30-year-old friendships you've got, and you talk to them and run this by them, what you're doing. And yeah, he just spills too much personal stuff, I think. And I'm not going to be the manager of that. That's not my gig. You know,
okay.
I usually pair up with people that are smarter than me in that way, you know, and I don't like... Anyway, yep. I don't know. What do you pick up, Deb? Is he running off to marry that guy? I don't know.
No. No, and it's like we've discussed before, and it's becoming more and more clear that, well, first of all, I want to tell you about the present. Right now, he's going into one of his slumps again, or his, you know, there's like hills and valleys in his life. He's going into a valley where he is going to, I'm looking at it right now, he's going to feel like you're a disappointment. You've let him down. And I can't imagine why.
Well, but that's his brain.
It is.
So, yeah.
He goes from a big high to a very low low.
South Africa.
ADR, yay, glad to have you.
All right, back to Lisa.
So I want to tell you that, I'm going to tell you, it's even more clear. The more that I've read your cards, the more I can feel really connected to the two of you. You know, if I ever met him, I often say this and it blows a guy's mind. But I get introduced and I say, you know, I probably know more about you than you do. And I feel that way about the neighbor. That man used gayness or his sexual choice. Mm. It was a defense. And it's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, some men want to play with other men, you know, and that was playing. But he'd use it. He'd say, yeah, I'm a gay man, because it takes away that, insecurity. And
how does it do that?
Because I would be
you
like...
You know, Deb, I forgot to tell you when we were in the kitchen. Yesterday, I was licking my fingers absentmindedly because we were eating something, and he was going to walk away, and then he came back to stare at me, looking at my fingers.
He very much desires you sexually, even though you don't believe her.
The writing's on the wall. The problem is, obviously, he's bottling up pretty damn good, right?
Well, I think that you are really what he wants, but... I don't know if any of you have ever studied Freud, but one thing, I used to read his books years ago, and one thing that has stuck with me all these years is sometimes people despise themselves so much that they will literally do things to hurt themselves, whether it's conscious or subconscious. And I thought about this.
Necessarily be physical.
No, I did.
It's not physical hurt usually,
I did,
right?
Talk to a couple of my contacts that I have. I have people that I worked with when I was writing things, and they use the term. I spoke to somebody last night and someone today, and they both use the same term, that he could be suffering from a personality disorder. And the lady today was worried for you. Well, both really were, saying you're going to ride the highs and lows with this man and have a hell of a time trying to figure out what's coming next.
Pretty tough to make a diagnosis on a person you've never, ever spoken to.
No, we were talking just theoretically.
Well, theoretically, he could be an alien. Theoretically, he could be an alien, too, and have five penises. I'm just saying, you don't know.
Give me a diagnosis. Like that. Bring them on.
They cannot diagnose somebody based on third and fourth party information. That's third and fourth party information.
Wait a minute, though.
That message gets blown down every time it's passed out.
I don't know why you're getting fiery about this.
I disagree.
Did you know that in the medical fields, as in,
go for it.
They have meetings where they get together and they're discussing different cases.
Yeah, usually one person has that is familiar with that case, though.
Well, there could be. There's a team.
Usually one of them is part of that team and has spoken to that person, right?
Well, one of them is like the lead on the team.
Okay.
But the others are involved or they have an opinion to share. A lot of times they'll have consults with each other,
mm-hmm.
like a psych consult where a guy who is scheduled for surgery, but they're worried about the consequences because this guy seems really unbalanced.
Okay. Right.
And if I'm wrong, I am more than happy to be corrected.
Well, what I'm saying is, that person was seen by a professional, and they're reviewing documentation from that.
But, you know, when you go to school, it's hard for me to explain, but, Jim, you are going to work on case studies, and you're going to look at things and have to, you know, drop, say, a diagnosis and, you know, prognosis and all of that.
But the only information we're getting is from Lisa, not from the person.
She's giving yeah. us impressions.
And she's giving yeah. us impressions.
And you know
and
what?
She's giving us the info
yeah.
that
he felt. Now, this is what I made up my mind to do. I know it changes all the time, like my socks. I change my socks every day. But
That's
I think.
Stole on athlete's feet.
I hope you change your underwear, too.
Or go commando,
I
and
think,
you don't have to
I'm
worry
just,
about it. Brown chicken, brown cow.
I'm leaving the barn door open. I'm going to fill my dance card with stuff on my own.
Are you really?
And I'm...
That is funny. Well, yeah, we're laughing because we were talking about underwear, and I said something about commando, and you said you're leaving your barn door open, which is... yeah, she knows. It reminded me of, like, when they say a guy's left his barn door open, you know, but anyway.
Oh, no. I didn't even know that was a term. No, but I get so disgusted with how hard this is to work normal. I thought it was, you know, when I landed here in October,
yeah.
I didn't pay attention to him at all. He was just someone there. That's it. And then all of a sudden, it became a game with me because I thought, well, he's unavailable. You know, I'll just flirt with him. And so that's what I did. And then it became different.
Well, why don't
you didn't do anything wrong?
I think we should look at this from the, let's say, metaphysical point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this, that you two, your lives were meant to intersect. It was part of your healing.
Yep.
It's probably been extremely good for him.
Right.
But the two of you may, at this point, decide to carry on, move on.
May or may not. You have to consider yeah. both things.
But you
right?
may have helped him tremendously.
And vice versa?
Yeah.
Or maybe, like we said, you don't see a definitive end in the cards, right? Never have with
no.
a relationship.
Well, they have free will, and they can make a choice.
So she should not still jump off the train necessarily yet, right? She should still
well,
see where this
she's
goes.
She's getting tired. That says to me, she's starting to feel a lot of exhaustion and being overwhelmed by this.
Probably frustrated, disappointed with herself and with him.
Well, it's also my personal schedule. I have a really, I
yeah.
have a Marine Corps schedule that I'm keeping, and I'm
it's
really overwhelmed.
Fun,
you know, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired, you know, the guy that I was involved with for 23 years, he passed, and so I have a lot of work ahead of me, and I just get exhausted, you know, and this thing next door is, it's okay. It's not a big deal. It's all right.
It's got to be a drain on the brain.
Well, it is, and on the heart and your mind and everything, you know. If a relationship is too hard, it's not a relationship that's going to get easier.
Okay. I would not think
yeah,
so.
Just,
right.
I feel
now,
distant from
yeah.
it. Right now.
Now, I had a relationship that really broke my heart with a narcissist. And the fact is, I had to face that he did not care about my feelings. All that mattered were his.
Because he was incapable, right?
And manipulation is huge with those people. All they want to do is make you feel that you're the one at fault. And I was always feeling to blame. You know, and if somebody makes you feel that your life isn't worth living anymore, it's time to get out of there.
That's the last person you need on this planet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
it's
more my schedule. It's not him. It's more my schedule. It's my schedule, really my schedule. And I mentioned it to him. I've mentioned it to some other people. The schedule is just throwing me for a loop. I'll have to look at, maybe redoing my schedule. I don't know. We'll see.
I think you shouldn't trash the friendship.
No.
You know, I think it's been really beneficial. You have transformed so much from that first time. If you ever had the time, go back in the archives and see in October how much has changed for you. And I'm sure if he was sitting right next to you, he would say, yeah, so much has changed for him too. He has an aspect to me of lone wolf, you know, somebody that just is very much alone, but they like it that way.
They get close to wanting to not be alone, and they remember, oh, I'm a lone wolf, and they back off. Maybe it's probably subconscious. It's probably not an active thought, right? It's probably his subconscious.
You seem to know so much, you tell us, because you've been a lone wolf in your life.
And there is a lot of that. It is. If you choose to be a lone wolf, then it's a tough call. Because then if you get close to a check, you're like, well, then my lone wolfness will be over.
Only if you choose it.
Right.
If you choose not, you know, you can choose or refuse.
Yeah.
So you could say, nah, I'm not giving up all my sports and being alone and going to bars and, you know, chasing tail over one girl.
That's usually a pretty good choice after a while.
Well, it also, my grandma called it spoiled brain.
It's a great
in the
choice.
Cards, that there are some people that indulge themselves with pleasure, you know, so much that it's like an addiction, that they have to always get the payoff of more pleasure for themselves. So she called that spoiled brain.
Wow.
And you could take so many different angles on it too, right? It could be like, there could be a lot of the things you said, this deep thing where he gets close and he's got something, he's broken somehow.
Yeah.
And there's only one way. If he is broken and he wants to get fixed, he's got to go talk to somebody.
He should go into psychoanalysis, something like that.
But I bet he will not do that.
No, and we
don't. Because he probably doesn't feel broken. I bet he doesn't.
We don't know how many hearts he's broken along the way.
We don't.
We don't.
Oh,
we don't.
That's not good.
It's not good, but maybe he might not even know. Maybe he didn't realize he was breaking them. He might not have.
Might be completely
oblivious
to
be all like,
of
I
that.
Didn't break any hearts. I just got close to these people and then I moved on. I didn't break any hearts. He
and then
no clue.
You know, that's not how he talks, though. He talks like he was always trying to, he sees things differently, though. He sees that I never heard him talk like that. Because we talk. We do talk. We have some serious in-depth talks about our past.
So you do. And I bet you're like a therapist to him, where he can pour his heart out to you, and you're there to comfort him and, you know.
I'm probably the only one,
see him as very vulnerable and very precious, and I'm really careful around him when I'm talking to him. Sometimes I go off the deep end when he tells me something he shouldn't do. And then, you know, and I tell him, don't tell me this again because you keep doing it and it's not good that you keep doing it and blah, blah, blah.
I've heard that's a lot of problem for therapists, too.
Is.
They get a little too close to their people to give them therapy, too.
Well, especially if you're empathic. Like I used to sometimes not be able to get out of bed after seeing, say, 10 clients over a weekend. On Monday, I couldn't even get up. But I had to learn ways to ground myself. You know, you have to. You've got to keep that separation.
You got to keep them separated. Play some Offspring, man.
And
love
it's really hard when you feel so invested. but I always want my clients to be happy, to find their happiness, you know.
I know. Yeah.
But I think also, like I said, therapists, I bet some of them have a hard time with some of their clients because there's so much deep exchanging of
deep
feelings.
But one thing my boss
said,
awful lot of those in the therapy business are raging alcoholics in their private life, or they are addicted to pills, or, you know, yeah.
Or maybe they're addicted to some of the patients.
Addicted to, well, the thing that always worried me is, you only make money if they keep coming.
So to speak, though. So
and
to
if
speak,
you make,
right?
Get them well, right, then what? You lose a client or a patient.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I bet a lot of them can't resist the hanky-panky because they become close.
Oh, you mean that?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. They become, I don't mean necessarily like they're deviant.
You know, I've heard some horrible stories of therapists. I mean, this was 1,000 years ago when I heard this. We were just young chicks when I heard. We were of age. We were all working at a place taking phone calls. But, man, I heard about one girl. Oh, geez. Her therapist seduced her.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that.
Her therapist seduced her.
Yeah.
And then he went off to work somewhere else on a reservation or something. Can you imagine?
No, yeah, I can. And I've had some really hot guys at the office. And what I've done is I pass them on to somebody else because I don't need that stress, you know, in my life. Yeah, where you can tell they're coming on to you while you're talking to them. But the one
and then Deb, while you're in the throes of an orgasm, they'll ask you, "What, Deb? What do you see as you're orgasming?" Deb, what's in the cards?
What's in the cards?
Well,
I'll have a few.
My best line ever when they would suggest, and it wasn't just was especially when I was in the newspaper business, because I would have to go and meet and. You know, the military is filled with mainly men. Well, now it's more equalized.
Men.
My line was, they would say, "Oh, I could make you feel so good. Why don't you come back to my place?" And I would look right at him and say, "I can give myself an orgasm. I don't need you for that."
Oh.
<You're> like, yeah. I can please myself, thank you. Yeah.
Indeed. See, women... women do have an advantage based on
which
their plumbing design that they have designed in stores full of toys because they're your plumbing design.
But you don't even need toys.
But I'm saying, but you guys have that.
No, you could be sitting here right now.
I know.
I could be having an orgasm.
Yes, I know, but I'm just saying, but the women, they have like a plethora of toys. You know what? There's an infomercial that comes on. You ever see that one? It's like about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not up there.
Well, I wake up sometimes and I'm like, what the hell is
this? Those are toys.
The sex toy commercial.
Yeah, it's Adam and Eve.
Adam and this chick goes, and you look at, they have like 5,000 different toys for women.
But you guys got some things.
Yeah, we do. We have chicks. That's our
You've
toy.
You've got the penis rings.
No, we have women. That's our toy.
And that they have
Oh my God.
We have women. That's our only toy.
They put the ring on and underneath is a little
They don't make it. Our plumbing's different. They don't have tools. There's nothing invented for us. We have no choice.
Oh God, there is choices.
What are the choices, my dear?
They have
a woman. Tell me my man choices.
They have a oral sex machine.
What?
Go. You need to start visiting some porn.
Why isn't it on TV then?
Well, it's weird, isn't it? They always keep the male organ out of the.
I'm just saying. All the sex toys they have are all for women.
Well, there's. You need to look.
You know why?
Why?
Because guy don't buy those damn. Sex toys. They go get them in a bar. They go out and pick them up on the internet. They don't have to buy plastic robot shit.
No, you just lie to them and say, I've never met anybody like you.
That's
before.
The young dudes. The young dudes are the liars.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Well, you know what? If you as a female, a subspecies, if somebody has that line on you and you fall for it, may God have mercy on your soul. No, I will not feel bad for you.
Well, and a lot of women.
Did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
A lot
and
of
if
my
you go
clients.
Like, oh boy, he's a good guy. Like, you're
rage
a dumb bitch.
Driven now. They are banging you. They're not. You're not banging them. You know, they have rage now over how they're being treated. So they figure, well, I'll just take mine. And only call you if I feel like seeing you again. Lisa is what? Not you, Lisa. The other Lisa that we know. She had a stable of them. But this woman was so abused during her marriage.
She had a stable of them.
You know, her husband did this when she disobeyed him.
She chose poorly on her man.
He would, wow. would take her anally when he was angry with her. And she's a little tiny
oh,
thing.
Dear.
And he was a pilot. And yeah, that's
right. He was a pilot of a Boeing 787 going right to frickin' Enoland or something like
no,
that.
He was
terrible.
A Navy pilot.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
But that girl endured a lot. She wasn't allowed to work. She wasn't allowed to go to college.
Oh, God.
And I've asked her, why did you marry him? Oh, he wasn't
Truth.
Like that when I married him.
Yeah.
But
and then when he's off in the sky, why didn't she pack her bags and take off? Couldn't do it. She didn't want to.
Well, that's the thing that happens when women have been abused.
Well, because first of all, they're married, so obviously they had such a history. It wasn't like somebody
yeah.
she met 2 nights ago.
No, right. But also, when you're in an abusive relationship, it's really hard to leave.
Well, there was a level of brainwashing that got there.
Not me.
No, right. Well,
good.
Never say never, but just be careful. Mark your word on that.
Yeah.
Mark your word because people that are brainwashed don't know they're being brainwashed.
Well, they don't. And Roger, you remember.
People, they don't know.
He would say to me after he, like, put me through a window or down a staircase, he'd say, why do you make me do this to you? Why do you?
Oh, Deb. Oh, my God.
That's where you start to get the brainwashing.
And I only say those things to a beer after I drink it. Why do you make me do these things to you after I guzzle a beer? Why do you make me drink you?
Or he'd take out his 45 and he'd be looking at it and looking at me saying, you know, I have this feeling I should just go kill everybody you love.
Oh,
you know,
my God, Deb.
I would have said,
how did
you
get
start
rid
with
of
yourself.
Him?
You should start with yourself then. That'd be great.
I was terrified he was going to kill me. But the day I left with that gun pointed at my back. I had my three little sons with me, and I said, don't look back. It was the longest
yeah.
walk of my life down to the driveway. And I had said to him in the house, as we were leaving, I said, I'd rather take a bullet in the back than spend one more day with you. And he did not shoot at us, thank goodness. But that changed.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, and then you get involved with the Women Coalition, and they put you underground, and so you lose your job because you can't go. I worked in a hospital doing transcription for, like, surgery and autopsies and stuff, and they could not protect me with a restraining order in a medical place.
No, that was the 80s.
Yeah, it was.
In the 80s, they didn't give a shit about that domestic mm-hmm. stuff. They tried to sweep it under a rug still.
Wow, Deb, you've been
through
so
much. They were just starting to come around a little bit in the 80s, but they still wanted to just let the husband and wife work it out. They still had that attitude.
They did, and one time he knew where I was working. He was there when I walked out at the end of the workday. He said, let me just drive you home, and I'll take the babysitter home. It was the afternoon. So I got in the car, and all of a sudden, we're going down a one-way street, and he pointed way down the street, and he goes, you see that building? Well, we're going to drive right into it. And he's accelerating, and now I've got, maybe 3 minutes? So I started
sweet talking him. Oh, no, let's go home. We can keep the babysitter there. We'll go up in the bedroom. We'll do whatever you want, you know, and I'm just promising and promising. Well, finally, he did relent, but it was pretty damn close to that building. And what the police would say, well, the thing is, there's no bloodshed here. So back in that
In the 80s.
Yeah.
In the 80s, there would have had to have been, even now it's still kind of iffy depending on the locale you live in.
I'm glad you're out of it and safe now.
I've got to tell you, families do not always stand by a person who's undergoing abuse. My family wanted nothing to do with it.
Each generation is getting better. Back in those days, there was still a lot of old school stuff.
Yeah, I went showed up at this kind of
lawmakers. The lawmakers were old people from 40s and 50s.
There's a lot of the elder
parents were 40s and 50s. You know, and they were raised by people that weren't even from this country. They were immigrants.
Yeah, you're right. But it was very sad.
Times are getting better, but it's still not perfect for women.
Yeah, so you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that have these really unbelievable tragic stories.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad he never killed me and my children.
Right.
Me too.
Yeah. So, but he threatened it enough, you know, and it was his way of thinking was, if I can't have you, nobody's going to.
Well, that's the...
Well, what happened to him? Is he dead?
No.
We don't really know for sure.
I didn't expect child support from him. I just got out of Dodge. But here's the kicker.
Dodge.
Our town was a pilot program for forcing men who were abusers, remember this, to pay for an inpatient abuse program. They had to pay for it. And he ended up on HBO in the 80s.
Oh, my God.
Because they were doing a documentary on the program. And I worked, people said, don't watch it. Don't look at it because they've seen it. You know how HBO will play something over and over?
But it was a lot different back then.
Yeah.
So I never have watched it, but it was a show on domestic violence. And sure enough, he was on there saying, well, she instigated a lot of that.
In the 90s?
We did see
2000s?
It?
No, I think HBO also had a show called Pimps Up and Hoes Down.
What?
About the pimp and hoe life. It was literally called Pimps Up, Hoes Down. I never saw it. But I'm saying that's the kind of bad, weird shows.
I'm amazed. Never seen it.
The only reason I know that is because I play fantasy football, and that was the name of this guy's fantasy football team, Pimps Up and Hoes Down. We're like, what the hell is that? He goes, an HBO documentary or something. I was like, Jesus God, what the hell is that? I never did research it, but there was one. And it was about the pimps and hoes thing. It was like a documentary, not fiction. Because they did bizarre documentaries. They don't do much of them anymore. HBO's lame. They're all TV's lame.
Well, anyway, I didn't know it was going to turn into, you know, Deborah Lee exposed.
We're talking about, like, stupid shows like the Kardashians.
But we're so glad you're safe now.
Well, and I feel prouder for having gotten through and stronger.
Yes.
That little submissiveness that I was is no more. Oh, no. And the minute a man raises a hand to me, I'm out. I am out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I never let a man raise a hand to me either. All right, go ahead. You got it.
Well, I'll be taking you to task after this show.
You're not a man, though, are you?
No, it's not even related.
Hold every ball game. What?
No, it's not even related, but we will have words after this show.
See, I am not a chimpanzee, a trainable ape, and she's not happy because I didn't do exactly what you wanted.
That's like my neighbor said yesterday to me when we were at the park. He said, if I tell you this, you're going to spank me. And I said, well, I'll enjoy that. And then he told me what he told me, and I did get upset with him because he was doing stuff that he shouldn't be doing. And I said, well, but anyway, the spanking part,
Spankety spank spank.
I didn't,
you know, you could try different little experiments on your neighbor. I mean, you could say that tell him that you're talking to somebody.
Darla, you know what?
Pretty fascinating.
I'm actually kind of surprised you haven't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, she's the young chicks would play with
him. No, God, are you kidding? I'd be so scared to tell him.
Why?
If you're scared, then that should tell you something.
No. No, not that. I mean, I wouldn't tell. Not that way. No, I don't feel, like, intimidated in that way. No.
Good.
He knows I have a favorite radio show, and I come in to the house, and I, you know, talk on it. And he said, well, what are you listening to? I said, oh, it's UFOs. And he said, oh, I'd like to talk on that, too. But then he forgets, and we're doing something else. But, no, because I spill the beans on us, you know, and I don't have his permission.
Why does that make you afraid?
Not afraid, just kind of embarrassed, you know, because I just
met somebody that you're talking to.
To lie about it.
Yeah. As a
No. He doesn't believe in any of this stuff. And, you know, my prior relationship of 23 years, he didn't believe in any of this stuff either. So I always kept it separate.
Well, most women play some mind games with men.
Oh, yeah, that's why we love them so much.
I mean, if you want a man, and everybody told me some years back, Deb, write the book, because I was pissed when I saw that book come out about, I thought it was called The Secret to Getting Men or something, and you had to really change your apartment. But if you really want somebody, you've got to play some cagey games with them.
No.
You've got to spin a web around them.
No.
And see, you're a whole different type of female, where she's more straight up. But you know women.
Unfortunately.
A lot of manipulation.
A lot of game plan. You know, I believe that they go
to
some secret school when they're 5 years old.
I mentioned it to him once, something, I forget what I mentioned, not the radio show, but I mentioned something along these lines, and he said, oh, you believe in that? And I said, well, I don't know, you know, and then we just went on to something else.
Well, Lisa, I think that this is going to go in a way that is going to bring a lot of clarity to you and about this relationship, because I think your own intuition is saying, what did it say to you again? You need to get busy, or how did you put that?
Just what I've been saying, what we've all been talking about, Jimbo, you know, just keep the dance card filled, keep busy, do solo stuff, keep my life going, which I do, you know, not focus.
I think it's signing on
the bottom line with this guy next door.
My perception is that once he sees another man in the picture, something is going to break through, whatever. I mean, it's going to do something to him. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Another man, what is it with you guys? What's the psychology of that?
I don't even know if all the time it makes sense, even for the guy.
It doesn't, but it's like...
You know what? Men and women are equally broke. It's just different. Men are broke a little bit, too, because of our DNA and whatever, and women are broke.
Yeah.
But everybody, we're all broke. We're all in a broken world, you know? No, there is no such thing as a normal human. Normal is a relative term.
One thing I've noticed, a good 90% of guys come back at a future time. After you've moved on.
If it really meant something.
Yeah.
Yes.
They come back.
If it was legitimate.
And sometimes it's just too late.
But sometimes the women also do. Sometimes.
Yeah. Do they?
Yes, they do.
Never want to do that. I'd be damned after a guy hurt me.
Why is it? Well, so only guys hurt women. Women never hurt guys, right?
I never got the chance to dump anybody except an abuser.
You didn't, but
no.
But you personally did not. But women do dump guys. So that role does get reversed. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they probably do. They're probably really beautiful. You know,
I'm just saying,
women.
It does that. Sometimes they do that. It does come around.
Well,
humans are human. You know?
Well, we women, when we have endured some pain in a relationship, we've already got one foot out the door before the guy or our mate even seems to realize it. And a lot of the guys say to me, when especially when I worked for AOL, they would say, I thought we were happy. I didn't know there was anything wrong. And the thing that she'd been telling him over and over, I'm not happy, guy.
Did she actually tell him, or did she make those stupid little innuendo hints that, because all women think guys can read their goddamn minds every time they say a sentence. Was it that? Like, you used to bring popcorn, but you don't bring any popcorn anymore. So the guy's like, well, I don't bring you popcorn anymore. He's supposed to know that, man. Like, I think our relationship's in trouble.
Well, there's a lot of
effort. Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
There's a lot of effort before you put the ring on the finger or you move in together.
There should be a lot of effort.
And a guy just sort of, he gets all comfortable and stretched out on the couch.
Yeah.
You're right. Well, you are right about that. But a lot of you women demand that. You put a lot of pressure on the guy to put it. If you're going to come and bring me a ring and be that guy, boy, you better be Prince Valiant and have no flaws. You put a lot of pressure on a guy to be something he's not.
Yeah.
It could be true. Maybe we're trying to live in a fantasy.
It's your DNA. It's our DNA. Your DNA is to have the best of the best to keep the species alive, right?
I think so.
And the guy is trying to be the best of the best because he wants to be her knight in shining armor.
And the other thing that's funny to me or ironic is that guys, when they break up or get dumped, if they're, whichever way it goes, probably when they're dumped, they go out on a sex spree, okay?
Yeah, because it's good for the soul.
We women already felt it coming, and a lot of us lined up number two. We already knew what we were
doing. I know for the guys line up replacements too.
They do? Actually...
They line up actual replacements when they know it's dying.
So they were having affairs.
That's just different. I've lined up replacements and never, ever was an actual cheater.
Oh, that's good.
I know. I think Jimbo's right, though. That's been my experience, too, with guys, is that they had a replacement in the wings.
Yeah, well, everything's disposable now. So it's like... 5 years in a relationship is pretty good. You know,
that's a long time.
5 years?
That's a long damn time, 5 years.
So, well, I think these have been interesting conversations, and I'm glad that Jimbo could impart all of his wisdom on us.
My wisdom is not card wisdom. That's the difference.
It's not.
My wisdom doesn't see into the future. I give wisdom on right now how I feel. I can't say anything for your future like Deb does. All I can say is
I love Deb in the cards. For sure. I'm not dumping this guy. You know, I'm not going to walk away from him. I'm just like, it's really my work schedule and my lifestyle schedule that's knocking the socks off me.
I don't think
it's not him.
Yeah. I think you're right, Lisa, and I think the giddiness that you felt, the happiness, you know, this effervescence of having this
man. It rejuvenated you, probably.
It showed you can love again.
And that you're ready to get back in the game. Even though I don't like to call it a game, but let's call it, you're ready to get back in the game.
When my husband passed away, I was ready to jump in the grave with him because we had a wonderful 20 years. And I felt so cheated, and I was giving God the finger.
Which is horrible.
You know, I was so angry, and, but the
You're lucky God forgives, I'll tell you that, man, flipping the man off.
And the thing is, though, look at the gift you got from this. And maybe you can't see it yet because you're still in it,
He and I have a lot of stuff lined up for the coming weeks, and so, you know, things could change. I mean, it's just been up and down with us. Like you said earlier, a few readings ago, you know, it's a bumpy road. And
well, life is a bumpy road, too.
It really is.
You know,
how would you understand what happiness is if you never had any, you know, what would you call it, conflict or...
Right.
Struggle.
Right. People are weak if they don't have problems in their life and they don't go to the school of hard knocks. You have to go.
I call it the school of life.
Yeah, school of life. You have to go out there and you have to do things and you have to fail. That makes you a better person. People don't like to fail, but you know, it's good to fail.
You know,
it's better to fail young than to fail when you're old.
I might call you tomorrow and say, oh, we're getting married.
You don't know.
And if you did,
you don't know.
I would share in your joy. I've got a very expensive bottle of champagne here, and there's been no reason to open it yet.
Nothing. Every time we get a reason, it's like, not quite good enough.
I would open it on the
It's like that damn bottle standards keep going. The bottle said, we're going to do it now. I was like, well, maybe not. Maybe we'll do it then. So now I don't know if we're ever going to do that.
We may never.
It might just sit there.
It's my work schedule that's kicking my ass. And I've been telling everybody about that for a while.
You gotta work.
Honor you for that. Because that I love that. I envy it about you. And here's why, Lisa. I have sat literally like inert since he passed away.
Oh, he, like neon gases, they're inert.
Yeah, he left me well taken care of financially.
Okay.
But I just wanted to sit in a chair, watch television, and never do a thing again. So that's why we jumped right up. Well, the grief was... And, you know, friends, they drift away when you are in a grief-stricken state because they don't know how to help you anymore.
And they're worried they could do more harm than good.
They are.
That's all. It's not that they hate you.
Yeah.
They're just afraid that they could really set you off.
Besides, what a buzzkill. Be having a party, and then you've got Miss Sad Sack over there. You know,
I'm so sorry.
Like you're a leper, and so
nobody wants a leper.
Nobody wants a leper around.
Nobody wants somebody hanging around and their arm just falls off. Yeah, that's the buzzkill.
That would be
that's a buzzkill. You're talking to somebody and their jaw falls off. I'm like, well, I can't talk to you anymore. All you can do is listen now.
But see how this man has helped you without even realizing it. All of you have helped me. I'm restarting my work tomorrow. I have a master class to attend.
Master.
Yes. And I feel like I'm ready to get to start doing something. I mean, I've been offered like that job in Dubai, and there's been interest out of, was it London? Was somewhere in the UK. And you know what? These things bypassed me because the time wasn't right. The time wasn't right for me. But opportunities, you know, I see in my cards something big is going to happen.
They come and they go.
And in your cards, whatever you are doing as your profession, Lisa, you are really going to make yourself an extremely rich woman. Extremely
Thank
rich.
You.
And you work hard for that.
You work hard for your money.
Oh, God, I do.
She works hard for her money.
Yeah, and
so you better treat her right.
Mm-hmm. And the one that you agree with, he will deserve you. We have another go-getter, the gal with the book, that she's very self-driven, too. And she's facing great success. Stupid that was sick.
Sunrise, sunset.
Well, he had... sore. So
bigger color.
Okay, and there's others that if I said anything, they'd probably cringe out there, especially some that are too shy to call the show.
Oh, jeez.
So I give them their free readings and stuff through messages.
Oh.
Success is out there for everybody. It depends partly on you being tested. Are you worthy of this? Are you willing to, you know, do blood, sweat, and tears for this?
That was a band.
That was, and I loved their music. Yeah.
70s. All right.
80s. All right, Lisa. We're going to be on
love
again.
You both.
Yes.
Please call us if you get a hankering.
We're here Saturday night.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Love you, Lisa.
Love you. Love you both.
Bye-bye. I actually feel like we're reaching some sort of like summit with all of this.
Everybody learns from other people.
You do.
Everybody learns. I'm learning, you're learning. Well, you've been doing this your whole life.
Well, even though Virgil calls Dr. Phil a twat.
856.
I really think that he does have some wisdom to share.
Well.
And I watch him as much as I can.
You know what? You can call a man a twat, and he'll hold up his checkbook and laugh at you. 856.
got a yacht.
I think we're in Jersey, 856.
Where are we at, caller? Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemaria.
Yes,
yes, indeed.
So how are you doing there, darling?
Oh, a lot better. A lot better.
I hear it in you. Yes, so bring it on. What's on your mind tonight?
The Valentine's thing didn't happen, so... Because every time I'm interested in a guy, they either have somebody else or they're gay or whatever. So it's like, I didn't get my answer. So.
Wait a minute. You got to roll that truck back a little bit. I suddenly went to La La Land.
Well,
in my mind.
You threw a lot of quick information out there, which is good, but it splatted me in the face.
I just
like,
went to Starbucks for a cup of coffee. So
start that over again a little bit slower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Valentine's thing, and totally to ask if, but that didn't happen because every time I'm interested in a guy, they have somebody else, or they're gay, if they're cute, and stuff like that, so... I gave it up. So, and the
you
other
been striking out a lot.
You know what? Here's the secret. When you give up, that's when it comes to you.
But you shouldn't give up though.
Don't. Well, I mean, she's taking a break, and then she mentioned they're either gay or they're with somebody.
I got what you're saying. But yeah, she's given up. She's given up hope that it will actually happen. But you should still keep on.
Well. After
I would think I don't know.
Before Daryl came along,
okay.
I spent 4 years not dating. You even used to say to me, "God, get on AOL, love it AOL, find somebody." I said, "I don't want anybody."
Love it? What?
You told me go on love it AOL.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, you said you found dates. They don't have it anymore. It's just a dating thing
after...
now. It was called love it AOL. And
a few years ago.
Many years ago.
Well, who was this after?
Well, Daryl didn't come along until 2000.
Oh, I thought you said after Daryl died.
No, way back.
Never mind then. Okay,
said,
that's why I don't remember.
I said, I'm burnt out on this crap.
Right.
And spent 4 years getting I didn't realize it, but I was getting myself back together, getting to know who I was. You know, a lot of times we want a partner. It's either, it can be arm candy, hey, look what I got, you know, or we have no identity unless we have somebody. That's a big one.
Yeah, it depends on what your gig is, yeah.
But if you get to like yourself, even love yourself,
love's in the air.
Then you don't have to grab at somebody, you know. Okay, so
right.
Enough of
the big soapbox
lecture here. Yeah.
No, I mean, you shouldn't feel like, my life's not complete unless I have a guy. Your life could be good to go, and the guy would be a frosting on the cake.
Valentine's Day is like a knife to the heart when you are alone.
I always think, I don't have somebody significant, so my life is meaningless. No, that's not how that's supposed to work. Your life should be good to go, fun and cool, and that would just make it even better to have the guy, right?
It's easier for you to be like that. Because we women are we live from the heart, and a lot of you guys do not. You wear cement overcoats, you know, nothing bothers you, you know, everything's bullshit.
Well, everything is actually bullshit, but go ahead.
Okay, so for Rosemaria here, I am looking at when you will find happiness this year. I said when, not if, so I am actually manifesting with you.
The year is still young. We're only halfway through February. Well,
yeah.
A little bit over to home.
Only like 40-some days that we've been here.
Word up. Word up on that.
Year.
31,
you know what?
17, 48 if you call it today.
Rosemarie, you are going to have the right guy, and it's going to actually, now I've gotten good at this, and a lot of people laugh at me when I say this. I feel you will have an engagement ring on your finger within this year. And that may seem like a tall order, but if you actually put your belief into it, you know, it's like I say to people, if you believe in magic, you're going to see magic. You know, you'll experience magic. And for her, it's somebody you're going to meet, like, through the written word. So I'm thinking it's somebody online. Somebody that eventually it'll turn into phone calls and video calls and things like that. But it's going to come to you when you least expect it. And this is her right here, feeling all kind of dark and gloomy.
Oh, yeah, that you could tell. Yeah, yeah. That's what she is right now.
But giving up in the sense of I'm not going to try anymore, it allows it to come to you, okay? And money's going to get better. Right now, I think it really sucks for you, Rosemary. You don't, you know, you need more money. You need to make more money, and it's going to come. Another thing, this will surprise her.
Money.
Great job. And ultimately, I feel it's under sure to come true. You know, I love that. Ultimately, I think she's going to have her choice of two men. And I think she should take the one that she's a club. She comes through as a queen of clubs. And she should pick the club. They would complement each other beautifully. This guy here, the spade, look, he's looking into the future. He's very forward driven.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, that means somebody who's not necessarily living in the present.
So just not bad, just not compatible.
That's what I would say, yeah.
He's not a bad person. He's just not on her wavelength.
He wouldn't be necessarily, right. And he wouldn't match with her.
Right.
Well,
they just wouldn't last, probably,
yeah.
Basically.
So you watch and see. Things are going to get better for you. And I'm glad that we were able to get you in before I call it a night.
Before we sign off.
It's not somebody you even know yet. I don't think she knows either of those
guys. That makes
sense,
too. That makes sense. Because I would say right now, the way she's calling in, she doesn't know anybody that's even on a radar scope or a blip.
The thing is, it's not like going out shopping for a dress or a piece of furniture.
Or beer.
You can just let it come to you. Or beer, right, or beer. It will come to you. And it will be the life changer that you dreamed of.
Yeah!
Yeah.
All right, and here is your Rebel card reading, which actually is pretty good for the Rebel card. This is unreal. They're usually very nasty. Rebel card subject is You Do You. Stop trying to change people. That shit never works. So you just do you. And I think what Deb says, you do you, and that's going to happen.
You don't try to mold yourself or conform to somebody else. Eventually, you can't keep that up forever. You know, if you try to be what they are looking for, you can't keep that up. You know, eventually you'll be like, oh, my God.
And you shouldn't anyway.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. You will just... your results will not be good. You'll get somebody that's not compatible.
You know, they often say you can look across the room and see somebody and you'll know that's the person you're going to marry or be with. I believe that, yes, that happens.
And then what happens when that person is homosexual and you watch them walk away with somebody of the same sex?
I don't think
it could be a male, female.
Jim, don't be so cynical all the time.
I'm sorry. I'll make sure that my glass slipper and I get home by midnight and because of all the pumpkins and stuff like that, Cinderella.
No, I'm saying if it's the right connection, his eyes will look at you or a female if you're a lesbian. Your eyes will interlock and you'll know. You'll know. It's like when I received that. Yeah, I was working for the newspaper. Daryl sent me a message, like a little email. He was a reader of mine. And I sat at my computer and I went, oh, my God, he's the one. The one.
So there was no eye locking there at all.
No, it's just the knowledge just scared the crap out of me. It was just so huge.
So when she says your eyes locked, that was an example. But it might not be. It might be like her example.
Kind of a euphemism.
Yeah. So just remember, it might not be like in a public place where this happens. It could just be like she did. It was some kind of social media contact.
Your soulmate.
They didn't even use the term back then, social media. There wasn't even invented. It wasn't even a thing back then.
No.
Even though it was a thing, they didn't know it was a thing.
No, right.
That's a long time
ago. You don't get brought this far and then left. We're going to have to call it
a night. We do.
And those of you who didn't, who didn't get on, I'm wondering about the one from us. Or should we wait? Our zip code, or our area code.
I think.
Yeah, we better wait. It's getting late now.
Every time we extend it, we can't stop it. Like,
I know.
It's like we're drug addicts.
See, you people are addicting.
Might as well face it.
You're addicted to love.
Thank you, Rosemary.
Yes,
thank you. She was here for a long time. She helped for many moons, and we appreciate your patience.
I hope you enjoy at least the conversation.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Everybody was here today.
I said signing off.
Well, we could have said signing off.
You said that. I'm trying to make a little.
Oh.